Let's talk about spending. Let's look at Mary. She's not concerned about pots and pans. She's not concerned about plates and pitchers and forks and spoons and dusting and sweeping. She's serving Jesus. She's ministering to Him. Doesn't that rock your mind that we can minister to God? Doesn't mean that God needs anything. He doesn't. But He is blessed by our worship of Him. And we are called to minister to Him. People in Scripture are said to minister to the Lord. The priests in the temple minister to Him. But she's found her food. She's not even concerned about what happens to be what Martha's laying out on the table. You know, it might smell good, man. I mean, everybody might be drooling and stuff and thinking, Mary has found her food. Her food. Her food is to worship Jesus. Jesus told His disciples, man, they said, man, you haven't eaten anything. You ain't got no food. And Jesus said, my food is to do the will of my Father who sent me. Mary said, my food, oh, what satisfies my soul is to sit at His feet and anoint them and wash them with my hair. She was willing to spend her time. She's not concerned about washing plates and pots and pans because she's washing the feet of Jesus. Can you imagine that? You will always, the pots, if I can restate this in a little different way, the pots you will always have with you. The plates you will always have with you. Oh, don't we know? The dishes will always be there. But you don't have me always in the flesh, in person. She saw the unspeakable moment of opportunity, the priceless, immeasurable glory set before her. And she said, I'll worry about pots and pans tomorrow. Today I'm going to wash the feet of my Lord and Savior. And I will treasure this when He's gone. She wasn't worried about soaking the utensils because she was soaking in the glory of the anointed Messiah, the Son of God. That's soaking. Praise God. If we want to know God in a powerful way, does anybody want to know God in a powerful way? There's no shortcut. We have to spend time in His presence. No shortcut. That means we will have to take the time we might give to something else and spend it on Jesus. That means I might have to take the time that I spend on Facebook. Not that I can't get on there, but I mean, you know, that instead of an hour and a half, you know, or 3 hours or four, maybe cut it down to 20 minutes. That means that the time that I spend watching television, or the time that I spend doing whatever my hobby is, the time that I spend in conversation that I might enjoy for 5 hours and maybe I could, you know, take it back to 3 or 3.5. I choose to spend in His presence. An extravagant worshiper spends their time in the presence of God. When you look at people who have been used powerfully by God throughout history, they were people who spent time with the Lord. Read about Jonathan Edwards. He used to get on his horse and ride out into the woods, and the Holy Spirit would lay things on his heart, and so he would write them on little pieces of paper, scraps of paper, and pin them to his jacket. So when he came riding out of the woods, he had all these like post-it notes all over him. All right, so an extravagant worshiper is willing to spend their time in worship. Number two, an extravagant worshiper is willing to spend their resources in worship. Spend their money, spend their resources, spend their possessions in worship. Now, this passage says she took a pound of a very costly oil of spikenard that was in an alabaster flask, and she broke it. Now, to me, that's extravagant, breaking the flask. I'm like, man, you know, that might have been a really nice flask. Alabaster is pretty. But the real spending there, hey, it's all right, you know, I'm for a guy, you know. The real spending there was the pound of spikenard oil. Because that 300 denarii, I think it was, whatever he said it was the value of that was a year's worth of wages. A year's worth of wages. She spilled out upon the feet of Jesus. That's spending. That's extravagance. Wow. Think about how much you make. Some people are like, what? Nothing. Think about how much you could make. Spent. Gone. The fragrance filled the room. And a week later was no longer there. Wow. Can you imagine spending a year's wages simply on an act of worship? Is that extravagant? Yes. Yes. But she was willing. She was not only willing, she was zealous to do it. And guess what? Nobody told her to do it. Nobody pressured her. Nobody pulled her arm, twisted it behind her back. Nobody coerced her or browbeat her or told her, well, it's your duty or this or anything else. Nobody got on the telephone and tried to talk her into it. It just spilled out of her. It just came. It just gushed out of her. It's what she did out of love for God. So let me ask you this. Does it cost money to worship God? Let's get practical. Let's get just real for a second, all right? Let's just, you know, platitudes aside, let's just get really real here. Y'all deal with money on a daily basis, right? Y'all think about money during the day at all? Yeah. Does it cost money to worship God? It can. It costs you money to be here today. I'm not talking about the offering. Although that was an act of worship. In that, we spent, in that offering, we spent our money on God. Amen? I hope you did. I hope you didn't do it because, you know, you thought, wondered what the guy next to you would think if you didn't. But just being here, even if you didn't, and oftentimes, and we forgot today, but oftentimes we tell our visitors, don't worry about, you know, putting an offering in. If you want to, you can, but you know, we're supported by our members. And just let us give to you today. Let us serve you today. And I hope that we do that well. But it costs you money and gas just to be here. Man. I don't know what gas is going to cost a year from now, but if you're listening to this on the website and it's a year after this date that I'm preaching, today it costs around $3.69 to, you know, for gas, for a gallon of gas. It costs you to be here today. Not only costs you your time, costs you some serious money, costs you your gasoline to be here today. Praise God. If you go on a retreat to break away and spend time worshiping God at a retreat, it may cost you. Because those people who put those things on have to rent a building. They have to pay for utilities and a structure and a place to have it. They have to eat. So when they have people come in and fly in or drive into that place, they need the money to come from somewhere. If they have a family, they have to clothe them and shelter them and feed them. If you don't feel like driving 5 hours every day, each direction to get there, you may spend some money on a hotel room. But that act of coming apart, coming aside to worship God can cost you money. It's just the way it is. When you come to church when you could be working, costs you money, costs you a day's wages. But an extravagant worshiper is willing to spend their money to worship God. They do it as an act of worship. And they say, Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ, please accept this humble offering as a token of the love that you have ignited in my heart. Praise God. Gladly, cheerfully, joyfully spend our resources in worship. We don't, it's not that we ignore the poor. But we don't become so hung up in seeking approval by doing charitable things that we can't simply worship at His feet. Our approval comes from Jesus Christ, and those other things flow out of a heart of gratitude. And we need to be careful that we don't do things out of a sense of trying to find worth in ourselves. We are valuable because God has set His affection on us, and we reflect His glory. Okay, finally, thank you guys for being so patient. Last one, an extravagant worshiper. They spend their time in worship. They spend their money in worship. Number three, an extravagant worshiper is willing to spend their reputation in worship. That may be the most priceless thing of all. They're willing to spend their reputation in worship. Are you willing to spend it? To cast it aside and see it disappear before your eyes so that you can bring glory to Him even if it brings reproach upon you? Are you willing to spend your reputation in the eyes of man for the glory of God? If you are an extravagant worshiper, if you're a worshiper of God, it will cost you to some degree. If you're an extravagant worshiper, you may have to kiss that goodbye forever. Now Mary, she gets so caught up in tending and ministering to her Lord that she lets her hair down to wash His feet. Now in Jewish culture, you just didn't let your hair down in public. That was scandalous to do that.